Welcome, everybody, to Inspiration in 10, where we share inspirational stories, articles, and Torah thoughts in memory of and Le'ilui Nishmat, my father, Harav Gershom ben Harav ben Zion. This week is Parsha Tazria, and it's also Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and candle lighting is at 7:37 in South Surrey. I remember as a child being struck by the dichotomy between the theme of Passover, which is freedom from our shackles, and then there's the actual demands, the heavy demands of preparing and observing a truly kosher and proper holiday. Most likely, there would be agreement amongst all of us that proper preparation for this holiday is more challenging and stressful than for any other holiday. There are rigorous cleaning requirements, selling chametz, any chametz products, products that are forbidden for the 8 days. We give our kitchens a total Pesach makeover. And then, of course, there's a whole new diet plan. The two Seder nights, of course, have their own detailed rules. There's wine, there's matzah requirements, when to lean, when to sit, and of course there's lots of reading, singing, and praying. I remember how we used to joke as kids saying that perhaps all the work in advance of Pesach is about reliving the slavery. That makes for a good chuckle, but how is it indeed that Pesach is liberating and if celebrated properly is supposed to energize us as Jews? I came across an article by Rabbi Shlomo Yaffe, which gives a clear message and meaning to all the details involved in keeping a genuine Pesach. A recent Wall Street Journal article discussed the results of a fascinating study. People who work under high-pressure conditions will often take off time to get away from it all, to relax, to decompress. This common wisdom assumes is the way to alleviate the accumulative effects of stress. Alas, the study's findings indicate that a cycle of intense stress followed by utter relaxation does nothing to counter the deleterious physical and mental health effects of chronic stress. The only thing that really helps is learning to respond in effective ways to stress-inducing situations as they arise. Relaxation is not what heals stress, but reshaping our day-to-day behavior in a way that makes for a less stressful life. Passover is a celebration of our capacity to attain freedom in every generation, as the Haggadah challenges us, to leave whichever Egypt our souls languish in. Yet, when we think of freedom, we usually think in terms of being free of care, free of worry and burdens of life. In other words, freedom equals relaxation. Passover seems to contradict this with its laws on banishing every crumb of leaven from every nook and cranny of our home, with the requirement to eat precise amounts of matzah and drink a certain measure of wine with each of the 4 cups. Religiously speaking, without eating and drinking the specified amounts, we have actually not celebrated the Seder. Is this focus on detail freedom? Indeed, there is no other true freedom. We are physical beings living in a world of myriad details and minutia. If we say, I can only spread my wings and feel uplifted when I transcend the body, the earth, and all its petty details, we're basically saying that God cannot be felt here in our world. In this model, God is imprisoned in a sublime, and we are imprisoned in the petty. Escaping the petty won't help either. Sooner or later, we'll need to return from the vacation, and then we're back to square one. Passover responds by telling us that if we truly want our spirits to soar, we must find God in the details of the world we live in. In the same way that stress is not eliminated by escaping our life frameworks, but by remaining within them and transforming them from within. At the Passover Seder, the ordinary act of eating embodies the will of the infinite, packaged in a few mouthfuls. God is not imprisoned, and neither are we. God can be wherever God chooses to be, even in the act of eating a piece of matzah, or the sounds of a small child asking the four questions. And we too are set free as we discover the transcendent in the stuff of everyday life. Now, some of you may know that I enjoy a good piece of high-quality dairy Swiss chocolate. My kids will tell you the exact brand. Nevertheless, when I passed the cafe Death by Chocolate on Broadway in Vancouver, it gives me pause. Don't get me wrong. From a marketing standpoint, they have a fabulous name for their business. And people, what I hear, at least what I read, that people will wait online for close to an hour for their products sometimes. But have we become so enslaved to our cravings that we can actually all identify with why a store like that would flourish? The requirement on Pesach of the simple poor man's bread made out of flour and water only, and certainly not chocolate dipped, although that sounds very tempting, teaches us all that we are not our cravings. Amongst its various lessons, the matzah teaches us all and takes us back to basics, where we realize that the things do not have to be that complicated. And with reliance on God, it all works out in the end. Have a sweet, kosher, and happy Pesach. And please remember, Shabbat in South Surrey this week begins at 7:37 p.m. A little light dispels a lot of darkness. Thank you very much for joining me in elevating the airwaves, L'Iloi Nishmat, and in memory of my father, Harav Gershom ben Harav ben Zion.